Blog Talk Radio.
Albers on air, and I am Bonnie Albers, your host, right from my studio in Heathrow, Florida. I'm so excited that I am back. I had such a fabulous journey, a wonderful trip, and oh my gosh, I stayed in the most beautiful place, and I have so much to tell you all, but I am glad to be back home and back with you. So I want to thank all my listeners and every caller and all my chatters and everybody that listens to this in archives to thank you all for sticking with me. It has been 2 weeks of on and off shows, live, pre-recorded, fabulous shows that maybe you missed, and I am so excited that I am finally back with you. So you are listening to me, I'm Bonnie Albers, live on the Bonnie Albers On Air Show. And today, I have my special friend and guest, straight from over the pond. I just love him to pieces. I want to say to death, because we all know where we're going to go when we die, as the song says. But I just want to say I love Jerry Humphries to pieces. So before I put him on, I'm actually going to tell you what he does. If you don't know who I am an intuitive psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN, an LNC, and I don't know, so many initials, I can't even keep up with them. But the one thing I rock is that I am on the air with you. This is my favorite job. Actually, it isn't a job to me. It's a passion. This is my favorite passion. I love being on the air. I guess you could say I'm a little bit of a ham or a chicken or a goat or a llama. And I love bringing all you special guests to talk to chat with, and to get information from. The guy I have here today is, I call him my Dumbledore. He is right from the UK. He's a spirit medium. He is a pet communicator and pet psychic. He's the CEO of Psychic Insight Magazine, which is a magazine I actually write for. Yay! I'm Ask Bonnie. And he is a unbelievable healer. He's a Reiki master with all kinds of letters after his name. He's also a hypnotherapist. He does past life regressions. He's a teacher. He teaches all about psychic insight and how to start your psychic journey and your mediumship journey. And he is amazing, amazing gentleman. I'm hoping everybody can hear me because people are not. Hello, can you hear me in chat? Jerry, I don't see you on. Let's see. 561? 561, yes. You are on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, so I'm going to put you on hold because I am still giving my speech. So if you just hold on for just a second, you are on first. Anyway, I don't see Jerry. I think he kind of fell off the airwaves, maybe. And I am hoping that this is not because of all of our retrograde planets. We have five of them in retrograde. We have Mercury, Mars, Venus, Pluto, and Saturn. Five planets in retrograde. Oh, my goodness. What does that mean for you? So we have all been dealing with the energies, and part of it is our phones, our computers, airplanes, tickets, anything we could make over the internet has been delayed. I flew home yesterday, and what I had said to my daughter who flew home with me is, we're going to have a delay. Oh, no, Mom, we're not. We got to the airport. We were delayed 1 hour. So please leave enough time when you see Mercury and Mars retrograde, actually, too, for some delays, especially in communications, any type of tickets, transportation. Just be patient. Know you're going to get there. They are only delays. So I just have to tell you, I spent such an unbelievable week with a friend of mine, and I cannot believe we went to a restaurant and I saw a guy sitting next to us who I haven't seen from the third grade. The third grade! Talk about retrograde and bringing back in my friend's house people who you haven't seen from your past and are going to see. It was funny as he was sitting with his wife, and her name was Bonnie, same as mine. It was super cool to connect. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot in common because, see, I haven't seen him since the third grade, and what we did was chase each other in the schoolyard, but it was so nice to see what he became and for him to see, you know, who I was. Then right down from the next table was a girl that was in my wedding 37 years ago. I mean, come on, hello, retrograde. So I just thought this was the coolest thing. Here comes Jerry. Hi, Jer.
Hi, Bonnie.
So I think this was the coolest thing. I've been talking about the retrogrades, and We have Jerry back, everyone. So before I end and wrap up about myself, Jerry, I'll go into, I introduced you, and I don't think you heard, but isn't that cool that I went to a restaurant and I saw somebody from the third grade who actually remembered me? I would never have remembered him, but I wonder what I did in that third grade schoolyard that made him know who I was. But, you know, then I saw a girl who was in my wedding, which is 37 years ago. I have not seen her for 37 years. Talk about retrogrades.
It's spooky when things like that happen, isn't it? But it's nice to be able to reconnect with people you haven't seen for a while. And not only that, who could forget you? I mean, third grade or what? I mean,
I don't know. In the third grade, I don't know. I was kind of a little chunky, although so I am now, too. So maybe he said, oh, my goodness, there's Bonnie. She was chunky back then, and now she looks like she's a little chunky now. But it was interesting because his wife was named Bonnie, which is exactly my name. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And what's funny is the girl that was in my wedding, you know, 37 years ago that I haven't seen, she was there, you know, my wedding was the Hatfield McCoys. So, she took one look at me and of course my daughter was with me and I'm sure she thought, are you still married today? But to let everybody know, yes, I am still married to the same man that, I walked down the aisle with 37 years ago. But is that like crazy?
I think he deserves a medal.
I wasn't talking about him. I was actually talking about being the girl. Thank you. No, I need a medal. So anyway, I do want to tell you that retrogrades are pretty cool when you look at what, besides all the delays and things that can happen during retrogrades and energy being sapped and used in different areas, we also are reconnecting with our past for some reason. And I don't know if it's closure or that we just need to reconnect to people that have made maybe a difference in our life in some way or another. But Jerry, before we go into our subject, what do you feel this retrograde, besides sapping your energy, making your computer not work, what else could you say about this the five planets in retrograde?
Well, at this moment, as you said, we do have five of the little so-and-sos going backwards, which is not helping life at all. I mean, you know, Mercury going retrograde is bad enough, but why on earth should we have all the others happening at the same time? And I mean, this is really silly. You know, if you think beyond the joke now, you know, in this year, the element of Mercury is Earth signs. So this is where people, particularly in the Earth energies, are advised to be very practical in finding solutions to problems and to adhere to budgets, adhere to time limits. Money or financial matters could be a bit of a problem. But, you know, it affects everybody across the board. So it's very much a time when, and particularly now, we've got, for example, Jupiter in retrograde. That's personal expansion and transformation. Pluto in retrograde, Mars is in retrograde, and Saturn's in retrograde. So everything's happening at once here. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of questions that I've been asked in the readings that I've been doing recently have actually been around earthly things like work, career paths, homes, bricks and mortar, money or financial matters. Not so much the emotional side of it, although that's coming into it. But at this moment, it is being particularly nasty. And people need to be aware that any emotional upsets that are around at the moment, if you're not feeling connected, you've got to be aware this is a phase. It will unfortunately last until at least the 23rd of May. There's nothing you can do about it. However, if you accept it, this is a key, if you accept what's going on, then it actually lessens the energies that can be hitting you like bricks. It's when you don't accept it and you choose to ignore it, that's when the problems start.
Absolutely. And I always look, Jerry, I always look at things that are tough as challenges that need to, I always look at a challenge as a way to expand myself. So if you have, I'm not going to say that, you know, I don't lay over and cry uncle when I see a challenge. I actually go full force and say, hey, how can I work with this and make it better so it's now not a challenge anymore? And I think that is what people have to do during all these retrogrades. Because like yesterday, and when I was traveling, and I think you maybe didn't hear me, but or maybe you did, we were an hour late. Now we had a bumpy ride down. And my daughter said, are you praying? And I looked and I said, no, I'm just asking Archangel Michael to make sure that he puts this plane down safely. So, you know, it's things like that, you know, you that you can do, and you can actually ask your angels and guides for help when you are in some type of challenging position and overcome it. So I, you know, what's funny is Venus in that retrograde. Venus is a loving beauty, planet of beauty. Like, what's retrograde? What, you can't put your makeup on? So it's really a funny thing. What do you think?
I have that problem.
Oh, Jerry, that's why you look like you didn't have any blush on today. What, I mean, what do you think? We all know Saturn in retrograde. Saturn in retrograde asks us to look back at all the weighty things that he's brings. Yes. You know, Pluto is kind of out of the blue things. You know that Mars is, you know, Mars is going forward, and Mercury is the god of, one of them, I think Mars is the god of war, or Mercury is the god of war, and they're all in retrograde. But what about Venus? I don't love when Venus is retrograde, except it makes you go back and maybe be lovely one more time.
Well, at this moment, I feel that a lot of people are having to do a lot of self-examination. And it really is about where do you see yourself, but more importantly, what do you need to clear away? Now we could say that in general terms across any retrograde energy, but when there are so many planets that are doing their best to cause disruptions, as most people would see them, it actually, I feel, a great time to have a proper clear out. But it's a self clear out. It's where you need to look at what you need to change, either about yourself or within yourself. And if you are also with Saturn, which is about, as you said, karmic things and looking back, are there things from the past that you still have not dealt with? Are there old emotions that you still have not let go of? Are there circumstances from your past that you have not healed? All these things, I feel at the moment, need to be looked at. And as far as the love and relationship side of it is concerned, this is those at the moment, they're so fragile. That emotion can be so fragile during this period. I feel at the moment those sorts of things need to be parked and left until at least the end of the month. It depends on the individual, of course, but with Jupiter in retrograde, now I feel this is the biggie. It's about personal expansion, personal transformation. It's not about anybody else. It's about you as an individual. So what do you need to transform? For example, it could be getting out of all the head stuff that you've been in for years and getting into the heart connection or the feeling side of your existence, whether you're male or female, and to be working a lot more on your own personal development, or more importantly, allowing the intuitive side of you to come through more. Because, I mean, I spoke to at least 6 people yesterday and 3 people today. Every single one was in head mode. And I was just thinking, okay, that's quite understandable. Don't have a problem with it. But you have an opportunity to step back here. And because it's driving you nuts, then now you've got the chance to do something about it. But I feel that if you don't take the opportunity, I'm not saying not just in this retrograde, but for a lot of people, yes, if you don't take the opportunity now, you may miss out for at least another 10 years.
Well, I'll tell you what I took out, because I'm going more, you know, it's all about me, Jerry, which is what you're saying. We have to look at a personal about ourselves. And Jupiter's looking at Jupiter means expansion, and it's in retrograde. So I'm hoping I don't continue to expand, that I actually go retrograde and look back at when I was a lot thinner because of some, you know, some issues that I've had, and health issues. And I'm hoping I'm going to take a look at that and go back to the way I want to be from a couple years ago. So that's how I'm looking at my Jupiter retrograde non-expansion. So I, again, I really personalized it, didn't I, Jer? So for
but
all
I,
of
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question then here.
Yeah.
You said that you want to look back so that you can, because that's how you want to be. But I will. Have you thought that maybe that where you're at the moment is where you need to be, and then you've got to look at the reasons why?
I didn't look at that, Jeff, because I know that the way I am you right now, or for anybody, you know, a health issue is that if you are health, you know, if you have some health issues, and they're not serious ones with me, I hope. You know, I want to go back to a healthier time, and I know I was healthier. So I think that with my Jupiter is, I don't know the reason why that I, you know, that this has happened. I guess you're right. I look at maybe that I have to look at why all of a sudden this happened so I can correct it. And you're right, probably physically. And, you know, I need to go find out why this happened, because there might be something underlying that I need to find to correct it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm also saying you can't go back to a previous time.
Yes,
because that's
can.
Impossible.
Yes, you
can't.
Can.
You cannot go back. But what you
but
cannot
go
back.
But I can dream
backwards. About it. No. That's no, because that is not going to work.
Absolutely.
What I feel that would work is to say, okay, I own what I am, where I am, and how I am, and that's where I am at this moment. But what I would like to be is better than I am. Now, we all strive to do that.
Yes.
If it's but then what you do is, because you then accept and own what you've got, that says, okay, I feel good in my own skin. Whether it's a physical, mental, or emotional, spiritual change you want to make. And then what I feel that allows you is, this is about the intuitive side coming through, so that your inner self can guide you to where you need to be. So, you know, whatever it is that is happening with you at the moment, and I certainly don't sense anything that you need to be concerned about.
Thank you.
This is something happening within you because you have taken on so much rubbish from other people, and you've had so much to deal with in a supportive role, that your body's just gone, hang on a minute, I just need to check out a few things, and I need to have a time out.
I appreciate that, Jerry, because, yes, I get what you're saying. And I love that for everyone, because even both Jerry and I are intuitive counselors, and as well as person-centered counselors, we know that we can't go backwards. We have to accept what we are, how we are, or any really situation, and look at it and know that moving forward, we have to look at how we need to move forward with it. And I love that. So I am, Jared, we were going to talk about something totally opposite, but I am going to get to the phone lines, and we'll see if we have some time at the end, because I think that the conversation you and I were going to discuss, which is intuition versus, you know, thought. And I think that's really an interesting and intriguing subject that really needs to take at least, you know, when we do a two-hour show. So
sure.
I got to tell everybody, this is my first week back, my first day of the rest of this month back. We have some exciting things happening on the show. And one of them is my show is going to go back to 120 minutes after today. So I forgot today I have an eye appointment, and I really made it thinking I was going to be back last week. Remember, I'm a week I shouldn't have been gone this whole week. So because I had, everything had to switch over. So we are going to go to the phone lines, if you don't mind, Jerry, before we actually start talking about our subject. Let's pick up some people and see what they have to say.
Go for it.
Okay. 561, you have been waiting patiently, and you have been a great sport. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, just this feels like Mercury retrograde because my phone cut out before. So
I think everybody's phone. I'm looking at the board, and I lost everybody. That's why I think I got on and said to you, can anybody hear me? So,
and it's funny, I ran into somebody that I knew from when I was 16. I ran into them like a few weeks ago. So that it was weird how that could happen.
Isn't that crazy? And I mean, think it's happening. And that's why I bring up, like, I'm always really interpersonal or personal relate what I feel I know is happening in the world. So I can't even, like, if I ask Jerry, did you run into anybody or a friend that you haven't seen long? You know, I think with this retrograde, everybody's going to say yes, or at least most people. So what do you feel about all of these retrograde planets, and who are we speaking with?
Stacy, it just feels like it always affects me because I wanted to find someone from my past, and I did, and I'm getting together with them today for Cinco de Mayo.
Woo! Cinco de Mayo. Thank you for saying that. For everyone celebrating because all holidays are great, that I'm hearing from Spirit, drive carefully and just have fun because Cinco de Mayo is a fun holiday. So
yeah, I don't drink much. I don't drink much.
Good, because
hardly anything.
Because what I'm hearing is to say it to the group. So, you know, I'm not like, I would love a margarita. I mean, you know, a margarita on Cinco de Mayo and some chips and salsa, I can see the whole thing. There are people that are going to be doing that. Have fun. Be safe. So what can we do for you today during
yes,
this retrograde?
Like chimichanga, I'm thinking of. I just wanted to know because there's so many retrogrades coming up. I mean, we're in some retrogrades. I want to know when you see me situated with a job or a temp job or any job coming soon. I had spoke to a guy yesterday. His name is Reggie, and I was wondering if you see him helping me find something or another agency or – because it just seems like nothing's sticking right now.
I'm going to hand you to our expert, as well as I'm an expert, but he's my absolute Dumbledore. Jerry, what are you picking up for Stacy?
Stacy, Margie, can I just ask what your date of birth is, please?
Oh, the day after Christmas, 1967.
1967. Okay. Right, let's have a look.
You are a Capricorn. Is you a Capricorn?
Capricorn, yes.
Capricorn, and they're hitting her all at once.
Yeah, see, Stacey, you're right in the middle of this Mercury one at the moment, but as I was saying at the top of the show, that this is a great time for starting to plan where you want to be. It's like, do you need to revamp a CV? Do you need to update any details about the skill sets that you've got? Is there a particular type of work that you'd like to get into? What is it at the moment that you would accept a job because you just need to bring the money in? Between now and around the 23rd of May, this is the place that you need to be in. It's planning it. It's just getting your energy out there. It's getting as many people to be aware of you and the fact that you are looking for employment as possible. Now, looking forwards with you, I actually got a celebration coming in within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Wonderful.
Would say that you are definitely heading to something new. The name that you gave, Reggie, was this person going to be of help? I feel that they will be. Yeah, I feel that they can be they will be of some help. But the best person who's going to help you at the moment, Marvel, is yourself, because don't sell yourself short. I would say really, don't just accept the first job that comes along, because it might be the most frustrating, boring job that doesn't really pay much, but you're definitely a people person.
Yeah, I was offered something that was lousy. Oh my God! And it was just a few. It wasn't like a long term. It was just like maybe a couple of days. It was just boring. Yeah. And like I said, I'm worth more. And I don't know why the gal didn't offer me more. And, you know, her name is Jessica, and I was kind of disappointed because, you know, I have an education and everything, and she just didn't really do much. And this girl, Laura, too, she didn't really do anything either. So I was just happy this man called me yesterday. Do you see a man helping or more of a woman finding me something?
Right. Well, firstly, those two people that you just mentioned are under a lot of pressure just to fill spaces, to fill gaps, and because they're also working on mainly commission, the more people they get into work, the more money they make. So unfortunately, they didn't really have your best interests at heart. As I said, the best person to help you at the moment is you, because of what you can be doing over the next few days. Within the next 2 days, we have a new moon. I think it's tomorrow. Great time for fresh starts and looking at CVs, etc. Full moon on, I think, the 22nd of May. So your negative cycle then is that's when it's about to close. But somebody, and I do feel it's more male than female, will come through with a job that you a work that you can really feel happy with. You're a people person, you need to be around lots of people or working with people or working for people. And that's certainly an energy shift coming up with you, Stacey, that, yeah, as I said, 3 to 4 weeks. So you need to get yourself all fired up and ready.
Yeah. Because I went to, like, the Career Force, you know, the Career Center, and the lady agreed, I mean, with me when we were talking. She says the thing I need is a big corporation to work for, not these private companies, because the private companies, you know, I mean, I'm used to big corporations, and the people are more professional, and the private companies, it's been forget it. I can't even believe what goes on. You understand, it's horrible.
Can I ask you a question? I so see what Jerry sees. I mean, I know something's coming great for you, and I do see the Three of Cups, which is a celebration. So the thing is that what I want to ask you is this. Are you using some type of agency or headhunter to find your jobs, and why?
Well, I go on the internet and I go on interviews. I do that on my own, and I do the headhunters as well, because I need anything I can do. I've go on 2 interviews a week on my own, and somebody else is getting the job. And I just, it's kind of frustrating because I'm there early. I have a good resume, but I guess I'm going to try to revamp it again. I go in and I'm early, reliable, dependable, and they see I've been at a job for like a decade. I've been at jobs for a long time, but they're questioning in the last couple years I've been just contracting, you know, and they question it, and it's not my fault I don't get hired.
Can I ask you a question? This is probably what I'm seeing. First of all, do you look at the first show? I mean, I'm sure you have done this, but there, and my friend's going to laugh because I see monster.com. Do you go on monster.com?
Yes, that was where I first got my job of almost a decade. No, the one that I just was at for 8 years, and I got laid off because they downsized and went paperless.
Yeah,
so I was there for a long time, and it paid more than these other jobs. And I go on Indeed, I go on Career Builders, and
because I'm seeing monster.com, and maybe it's just my symbol for, you know, getting on these things. But I feel like I see you looking, and I agree with the headhunter, and I agree with, like, looking at monster.com. I think that you're best, I really feel you're going to find something. But I really like the idea of you applying on your own, either Monster or whatever. For some reason, Career Builders is like off to the side. So I feel like Monster is going to help you a lot more, but keep looking in all aspects. And I feel that when you go, or a headhunter, when you go, the job that you're going to be offered, like Jerry is saying, or that he sees coming, you're going to really, really be happy with. So just keep looking. I don't love temp agencies for you because I think that they're too temporary and they take a part of your money.
Except one of them, I think, is the best agency I've ever been to, but now they just want specimen processing and mostly like CNAs and nurses. The best one, well, you would like, I don't know if it's near you, the best agency would be all medical personnel.
Yeah, well, I love agencies, but it's not for, I hate, the reason I don't like it for you is because I love agencies for people who have to have specific times and they can't give some, you know, they can only work this time, that time, this day, that day. But for you, you want more stability. And so I'm seeing you can certainly go through the agencies, but you're not going to find your long-term job there. You're going to find temp work. But I believe that you are going to find your long-term job with either a monster.com kind of thing or a headhunter. So keep looking, okay?
Thank you so much. And if you go for Cinco de Mayo, I got to tell you the best thing, because I'm a foodie. I like, what is that called? Los Flautos or chimichangas. They're delicious.
Oh,
I mean,
honey,
and it's also Teachers Appreciation Week, and my friend, who I haven't seen in a while, my parents were friends with her folks, found out she moved down here, that she lives near me, and she's also, it's Teacher Appreciation, so we're celebrating that, too.
Right.
And, because I love food, and it's a family-owned restaurant that's nearby, and it's something to do, and I love, I celebrated the Chinese New Year. The Chinese New Year is a wonderful celebration itself. And Bonnie, I'm the same face as you because I heard it on one of your shows. So we tend to celebrate the Chinese on Christmas.
Yes. Yes,
you understand
what. Yes, I love it. I am going to move on, but I have to tell you, you have a great attitude, a wonderful, wonderful outlook on what you want to do, and I just keep your ears and your head to the grindstone. Those retrogrades are tough for earth signs, but it's all about work. So just keep going till, like Jerry said, after the 23rd, the energy will start moving in your favor. So good luck.
Oh,
and let
thanks.
Me know what happens to you, Stacey, okay?
I will let you know. And thank you to Jerry and Bonnie, both of you. Because
you're welcome.
Thank you so much and enjoy the holiday today. So
thank
go out
you.
And treat yourself. Treat yourself tonight and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And I love your accent. I love your accent, Jerry.
He is wonderful.
It's sexy and sophisticated. I love that British accent.
You're half right.
I like Wimbledon, like tennis Wimbledon. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is a doll. He is a very big, and he's very, 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 very good at his trade. And the thing about his
trade is
everything.
He's probably a big Andy Murray. He's probably a big Andy Murray fan.
I am going to have to leave you today, but Stacey, have a great time tonight, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Jerry, your new title is going to be Sexy Medium. The Sexy Medium is with us.
No.
Okay, 646, you are on with, I won't say it, the Sexy Medium. Hi. 646, you are on with us. Hi. Okay, 646, I don't know, I see people, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
646. We can hear you now. What is your name?
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you today?
Good to be. How you guys doing today?
We are doing fabulous, I think, or I'm answering for Jerry because, you know, this woman before you called him sexy, so he's having a hard time here. I just have to ask you, what do you think of the retrograde?
I... I know my computer's been acting up as of late, so I guess I have to attribute it to that. And I guess because I'm assuming retrograde slows down everything and makes you more, I guess, puts you in a state of reflectiveness. I guess that's what it's supposed to be. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it makes, yeah. And what sign are you? Can I ask, what's your birthday?
June 30th.
You're June 30th, which is a Cancer. You're a Cancer?
Yes.
You're a Cancer. Oop, you're water, so you might have slipped under this retro. But, hey, Jer, what do you think?
Hi, Tony. I feel that with Tony's energy at the moment, it could be very much about going with the flow, as is his water sign.
Yeah.
It could also be calling into question connections with other people.
Yeah.
That's what I pick up.
Well, Tony, what would you like us to inform you about today, besides all the retrogrades that are happening in your life?
I guess my question would be centered on career, and if you see anything happening anytime soon.
I'm going to ask you a question. Go ahead, unless you're picking it up, Jerry. I was going to ask, well, what? Tell
yeah,
us.
You
already picked it up?
Sorry, go on, Bonnie.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm seeking employment now.
Okay. What is your talent?
Technology. That's what I do. My talent is, I guess, my talent is like writing and what have you, and creative writing in different forms. But I guess my talent for work purposes would be technology, like computers.
Okay. All right, Jerry. Are you picking him up?
What year were you born in, Tony?
75.
I can see that working in information technology can be very much what I would call your bread and butter. In other words, it's work that you could do, which I can see you contracting yourself out to do. But what I'm actually picking up around you is, have you thought about helping the little people who have computers at home and who find it difficult to be able to get theirs fixed, because sometimes they will go into a store and ask about having their PC fixed, and the next thing you know, they've had to walk out having bought a new one. You know, to me, there's something about you that's and I'll come to your creative writing in a second, that says, yeah, I can see you. I can see you definitely doing the information technology side, working with computers. I can see you getting contracts to go into work in a department within a business, but the contracts are, you know, they roll on, roll off. So you walk in for 3 to 6 months, you walk out again. But I did something else, as I said, around you about setting up something of your own to help the little people out, the ones that can't afford it, or the ones that can afford very little, because I feel that there's a quite a connection you can make on that level, if that makes sense. When you were talking about your creative or writing, I also heard the word music with you. So have you ever written lyrics for songs or for music?
I've done that early on. Yeah, I've done that.
Because I feel that there's another opening coming in. And again, it's what I'm hearing from my guide is that to start off with, it's like maybe a local band or one that's just starting out, looking for new material. And I just feel there's a collaboration to come in. And again, it's a bit of a basic level to begin with. but it starts to get your energy out there. And I don't know whether you have a portfolio of the different styles of writing that you also do, but I feel that that is something to be looked at.
Mm.
But to see it as your career path, at this moment, I have to be honest, I feel that that would be a little bit difficult. I feel there's a little bit more of a change within your current circumstance, personal circumstances to happen before you could really say that you are a writer full time. I'm not saying it won't, it'll never happen, because I feel that it can. But at this moment, I feel that there is a more, as I said, a more 9-to-5 type job that you would connect with first. Now, your energy, I'm just looking at your time stream. Where are we this year? Okay. It is about nurturing new starts this year. It is very much about looking for those opportunities, no matter how small they are, to get your creative side working a lot more. As I said, connecting with people or collaborating with people. I definitely feel that's a strong opportunity coming through. This would be around September, October time, and that's the month for, months when you could expect to see recognition starting to really come in. I'm not saying the money's going to necessarily roll in. Instead of it being hundreds or thousands of dollars, it might just be, you know, cents and dollars to begin with, or dollars and cents to begin with. But it's the momentum that it gathers. Now, next year, now that is a big year for you for work on any level. 2017 is very much about success right the way through from January onwards. So the rest of this year, the momentum will be slow, but it will start to gather. And with what I feel is the 9-to-5 job coming up, that also gives you the financial stability and the ability to put money into creative writing projects. So that's what I pick up. Bonnie.
You know, I've got to tell you, you know, I'm picking up several things. So the thing is, I think that maybe, you know, you're going to do several things. One is, and you know what's coming out real quick, and I don't know if you do this or you have this or you're going to apply for it, and I don't know why, but I keep hearing Geek Squad. Do you know what the Geek Squad is?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever applied for that?
No. Uh-uh.
Do you do that kind of work?
I kind of do more audiovisual type of things, but I guess I'd be looking to, you know, venture into just all different types of computer work. So,
are you qualified to do it? Because they're showing me that, I hate to say this, but before you're really going to get into that creative part of what you do, I feel that there'll be jobs that you can take. Like, you know, some people go to school and they drive for Lyft. Some people are engineers and they have to put themselves through school and they drive for Uber. What I'm seeing is this Geek Squad car. And so to me, that would mean that you are fixing computers or helping fix computers. So, which is really needed. They don't pay you that much to work for them, but... And I don't know that it's Geek Squad, because it could be just my symbol for you going around and helping people with computer work.
Mm.
But if you're qualified to do that, I would look into a job either with, I hate to say this, Best Buy or one of them that has Geek Squad, because I feel like you might be qualified and it might give you the money back up that you need in order to do the work that you want to do.
Okay.
So it's something to think about, because I don't know why they'd show it to me. Are you qualified to do that work?
I mean, you know, I don't know if there's any certifications you might need. I mean, as far as, you know, just understanding computers, I understand it to that level. So
I think they train you. I actually think they put you through for some reason, and they say they'll train you. So I'm looking to that. Just in, let's see what happens, because I don't know why I'm picking that up for you. Okay?
Okay.
And go ahead.
Yeah, no.
And don't you ask me about your love life, because that's what you really want to know, isn't it?
No.
Because I think you're asking about your love life in a roundabout way, and I'm going to tell you, don't you go retrograde. Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
no, it wasn't just because I kind of have that way on the back burner. But yeah, as far as an opportunity in Panama that I, you know, that can be there for me, I kind of like have put that to the back burner, but I just want to find out like what do you see with that?
Is that where the love life comes in? Who are you going with?
No, this would be a person I know who's has a business out there who kind of you know, extended an opportunity to me a while ago. So it was something that you know, I kind of you know, kind of like has as my backup plan, but I didn't know if I should put it to the forefront.
I'm going to leave this to Jerry because I don't want to answer this one. Go ahead. I will if I have to, but you know what I'm going to say, so go ahead.
I want to know what you're going to
say. My feeling is, Tony, that if it was something that really fired up your interest and enthusiasm and you felt it was the right thing to do, you actually wouldn't be questioning whether or not you should do it. The fact that you're posing the question suggests to me that you still don't feel it's quite the right step for you to be taking.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd have a bag packed. You'd be on your cell phone ringing the guy in Panama saying, "I'm arriving. Come and pick me up at the airport," or whatever. I would suggest that again at the moment, because of the way things are happening, it still might be better to park that one until the end of this month.
Okay.
Then ask yourself, you need to ask yourself, does this connection in Panama still feel right to me?
Mm.
If you get the feeling of, oh, hang on a minute, yeah, actually, I might just give the guy a call, then give him a call. But it may not be right to do it at the moment because you're thinking too much about it, and that would suggest that it's not the right time for you.
Okay.
And also, I feel, Jer, for him, that, and I don't know why I'm picking this up, but I feel like if it, his backup plan would be that he couldn't make anything else work. And that bothers me because you should go into a business or, and I'm picking up shaky. So I don't know if this is a shaky deal or a shaky kind of thing. Like you might get there and you might not be able to do what you want, but I'm not picking up that in this retrograde. I think mm-hmm. you started thinking about it again because you really didn't have you're coming to the point where you think you're out of options, and I don't think you're there yet. So that's why. I kind of agree with Joel. I agree with Jerry totally. You have to wait till some of these retrogrades are passed, because I think you can make something work, even if it's for until next year, when there's going to be an idea or something you're going to be able to fund or something that's going to come up, and boom, you're going to take off with it. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and don't go back there. Don't go, Tony. I can feel you. Remember what Jerry said. You can't go backwards. You can only move forward. So, okay.
Right.
Have a great day.
All right, take care,
guys. Okay, bye-bye. You know what, Jerry? I love him. He's got a great, really nice vibe, and I love the music side of him. And I so hope that, but sometimes, especially starting out, you don't always have all the pieces. And I just want him to know, Tony, that you are going to have the pieces. You just got to put them together. I think he can write music. I feel like he does, I think he even plays music. I don't know if he plays or sings, but he does something along those lines. And I just want him to be able to understand that he's just got to put it together. And it's not easy all the time, but it's coming for him.
Absolutely right. And that's, yeah, sometimes we do need just to step away or look at something different before the picture that we were supposed to be looking at comes into focus. And that's the other thing, it's about how focused are we on a particular path. So yeah, I can understand, I can see him producing music for sure, so more power to him. But I hope he remembers that it was you and me that gave him the reading when he's rich and famous.
Tony, I put you back on, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did, and I remember you guys.
Oh, wait, I have to tell you something else. I get your first million. Jerry can negotiate anything else, but I get your first million.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But, Jerry, I'm a sharer. I'll give you some. All right, Tony, make it work, honey. Make it work. You can do it. You've got a really cool vibe around you. I think people are drawn to you, and they mellow out when you're around. And you need to use that without mellowing out yourself, where you're going to say, oh, I can't do this. You need to push forward, and I feel also there's people you need to meet, and they're coming up. You need to be in the right area. And I do feel you can do this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Make sure. What do you do? Can I ask? Because I do feel you play music or sing music. What do you do?
It's funny. I went to high school for singing music, but, you know, and I wrote a little bit while I was there. You know, I wrote a few songs and poetry and things, but I hadn't really pursued that aspect of, you know, writing. So it's, you know, kind of making me kind of think about rekindling that that aspect of myself, which I hadn't really touched on for a while.
Well, like I said, if I see you on The Voice and you win that million, it's time. Okay, Tony.
Deal.
All right. All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Okay, 504, you are on with Jerry, who's the sexy UK medium, and me, who's the sexy US medium. There we go. 504, you are on. Actually, oh, poor thing. Okay, I don't even know where I'm at now. Okay, 504, here we go. 504, you are on with us. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Mary Lou from New Orleans. How are you?
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you? Mary Lou. Hi. Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Here's a fresh start. Okay. There we go. I had to sing that for you, and I don't know why. So, Mary Lou, what do you think of these retrogrades?
I don't know why either.
Well, Jared, do you have any input? Jared, do you have any input on that song?
Don't quit the day job, Mary Lou.
Go for it, Jared. Talk to Mary Lou, or I'll be talking the whole rest of the show. Go ahead.
He wishes I don't call, so he won't have to hear that song.
Oh no, Jerry loves my voice.
Can't you change? Change your name, change it to something else, you know, anything.
Oh, I'll find something to sing about Mary Lou, so don't think about doing that. But Mary Lou, tell us about what you think about the retrograde planets.
It seems to have me boxed in, for sure.
What's your birthday?
I'm not. October 22nd, 1962.
Libra, scales of justice. All right, Jer. So, Mary Lou, what would you like to know? Because we want to, have you met anybody, like, from your past? See, that's what these retrogrades are all about. Funky things happening to all different computers and travel, but a lot of these planets that are coming up are about past. Like, have you run into anybody or run into a problem, situation, or person from your past?
When did the retrograde start?
Oh, honey, it's been, I think these planets, well, Mars has been retrograde since the 17th of April.
Okay. Well, I went to a funeral and saw my family, so that was a big visit to your past. Because, you know, funerals, people significant in your life leaving, and, you know, all the memories, and it's an ending, but no more future memories in that. So I guess that would count.
Yeah, that would count. Okay, well,
pretty big.
That's a pretty big one. And I feel like there were people at that funeral that you just really didn't want to connect to. So when was the funeral?
It was last week, and it's not that I did
1 o'clock.
It's not that there are people that I don't want to connect to. There are people there that didn't want to connect with each other.
Okay. Well, because I feel that energy. That it's like it wasn't like everybody crying and happy together. It's kind of different feelings with different people. It's like squishy feelings, so it's crazy. Okay, so Mary Lou, to ask us your question.
Okay, so I am really still working on trying to get energy to flow and to get work. So I'm trying to get the things that I'm doing to flow, to work, to bring in money and to take it to a new level. And it seems like I'm in a stuck pattern where it's not moving like it should.
Jar?
The thing is, it's a stuck time, Mary Lou, unfortunately. It's just one of those periods where things are just going to feel that nothing's moving. It's, you know, life, and particularly careers or trying to get new work flowing, particularly if you're working for yourself or running your own business, this can be a very difficult time. As I said earlier, and I apologize if I'm going to sound like I'm repeating myself, but this is really a time to evaluate why it's stuck, what's not going through. But then the problem here is that with these earth energies that are flying around at the moment, everybody's head is spinning like a top, and that's, you know, that's the bit that's going to cause the confusions, because my feeling is that you may have had some of the answers already, but they were intuitive ones, and I just think they've been missed. That doesn't mean to say they won't come around again, because they will do. Now, as you were speaking with Bonnie, my guide said to me, June, as in next month. So I feel that you've got quite a strong month ahead of you. I'm looking at the 6th of June, for some reason, so that would be the
D-Day. Sixth.
Oh, that's an interesting date. The 6th of 6/16.
Wow,
that's my sister's birthday.
Well, it seems to be an important day for you when it comes to work or career, as in advancement, clarity, transformation, and change, emergence of new ideas. The emergence of old ideas that you might have parked at the beginning of this year. But it's very much a cycle. You're then on a new cycle, and I feel that this new cycle could last up to 4 years.
Wow.
Where productivity is going to be your key word. There are going to be everybody has downtimes, and you will have downtimes, but your downtimes are less frequent. They're certainly less intense, and the reason you're going to have them is because you're going to need to recharge your own batteries, because otherwise you'll be running on vapor. So there's not far for you to have to wait before things start to pick up. And I just, you know, I don't sense blocks. I sense challenges, but I don't sense blocks. Challenges are meant to be overcome, which you will do. And I feel that when you look back in a few months' time and go, look where I am now compared to look to where I was, you'll understand why you've had to go through all this.
Yeah.
Bonnie.
Yeah. I've got to tell you, you know, when you're saying that, you know, you're putting everything forth, you are. And what I'm hearing from my guides is you have manifested it. It's coming. We're just not on it. You know, I know it's been a while, but but what they're saying is we don't have time is linear. There's no time in spirit, but there's time weighted here on earth. So you have been, you know, trying to manifest, and you have, they're saying you've manifested it. You've already manifested it. It's just your energy and your vibration has to meet the manifest, and that'll be in June, like Jerry said. And once that happens and you reach that energy vibration, which, you know, sounds crazy, but once you do reach, you know, in order for manifestation to really take hold, your energy and the energy of what you're manifesting has to match, okay? So when the time is right, when we have, you know, divine timing, your energy and the manifestation matches, it is, you know, kismet, okay? That's what they're showing me. So they have said that you've already put that forward. You did a great job. You do a great job in doing that. Now your energies have to match the vibration of what's coming, and it's coming. It's coming very soon. So I love this. I love the reading that Jerry gave you, and I love that you are going to have a very long and happy time coming up.
Thank you. And you know, thanks just for the show, because it just does good, even if you didn't get in on a call. It just does good to hear the energy that's going on and how it's easy to see how it's affecting us.
Oh, I love that, Matt. Thank you. That means a lot. I mean, that means a lot to me. I'm sure to Jerry also.
So I really appreciate it. And I also turned you on just because you're just so uplifting, and it's good to it's good to have that happy pull up. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mary Lou, I got to tell you, when you come on, my energy goes to Mary Lou, Mary Lou, and I get happy. I'm always happy, but I love that part that my guides give me about you. And you are really a happy, uplifting person. And remember that we're in Earth school. So if we were all supposed to be perfect, rich, happy, loved, wonderful, we wouldn't be here. We'd be right home in spirit, where a lot of your or some of your loved ones are. So the thing is, and I don't mean some, that they're not anywhere else, but some are on earth and some are up there, so in spirit. So what I love about this show and about you saying that is that's what we're here for. We're here to challenge everybody's thoughts and to actually hear what other people are feeling. Because, you know, what I'm feeling and you're feeling and everybody's feeling, we all need validation. We all want to see what everybody's doing, and We all. This is Earth school. We need to learn. That's why I have the show.
A good place to check in.
Thank you. I'm gonna cry, and I love you because you know what? This is my back. You know, my 2 weeks. I have missed everybody. I've missed Chad. I've missed the callers. I've missed everyone. Even though I put one or two shows that are live on, I feel like I'm home when I'm talking on the radio and you are all communicating with me. So thank you for enjoying this show as much as we enjoy having you, because without you, I would be talking 24/7, and that might drive everyone crazy. So thank you, Mary Lou.
Have a good day.
Yes.
Get to the rest of the callers.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I could feel her. I could feel some of her peeps from over there, and they are all so happy, you know, even though if they weren't on Earth, to see Mary Lou and to also know that great things are coming up. And Mary Lou, if you're still listening, and I know you are, they are going to be, as they want me to tell you, involved in all your happiness too. Are you picking up anything, Jerry, for her?
That lady should be a life coach.
You heard it, Mary Lou. Okay. Maybe you're picking up me, Jerry. Maybe you're saying I should be. But I am a life coach.
No, you need a vocal coach. Mary Lou should be a life coach.
Okay, I love it. All right, we are going to 817.
There's a, There's a song about you, and I'm trying to remember what it's called, but there's a song, I'm going back to probably the 60s. You won't remember because you're far too young.
No, I'll remember.
And I think it was called Bonnie, Remember Me.
No, was it called Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean?
No, it's not that one, no. This is another one, this is a bit of an... it's an American. It was. I can't remember the guy's name who sang it. Somebody do me a favor. Go on to Google or any other search engine you choose to use. Put in the lyrics, Bonnie, Remember Me. I'll always remember the day I die, I'll hear her cry. Now, just put those lyrics in and tell me what the song is because I need to know if I've got the right one. There we go. I'll shut up now.
Well, let me tell you something, Jerry. First of all, that wouldn't be my song because I don't cry. But I will take the song because I know there has to be something in those lyrics that you want to tell me. So if anybody's out there, I can't read chat and talk at the same time. You know, I'm not blessed with all the multi-talents you are, Jerry. But I know that you'll be able to see them when they come through. If anybody in chat can Google that for us. But 817, you are on with Sexy Jerry from the UK and Sexy Bonnie from the US. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. Oh, Brandy. Wait, I got to tell you, my pet in spirit was named Brandy. I loved him so much. And I used to sing this song. You have a song named after you, too. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. So I love that. Okay, Brandy, how are the retrogrades affecting you?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough. It feels like things just stop and start and stop again, and things are not moving along as well as I'd like them to.
Okay, and have you met anybody, and then I'm going to ask you, of course, your date of birth and what your question is, but have you seen anybody from your past in the last 3 weeks?
No, I haven't.
Have you run into anybody? Because I feel like you're ready to. So I don't know. Have you talked to anybody? Like, do you do social media? I feel like there's someone that you said, oh, my God, I haven't seen them in years. Or, wow, I didn't know they were still
No, alive. Not yet. I would like to meet someone.
Well, you are going to hear from a friend. I feel like it's a friend that you might be just stumbling into this month. So what could we, and if you think about it, I think you're going to find out that you didn't realize that you said no, but you actually did. So that's what they're telling me. So what question do you have for Sexy Jerry and Sexy Bonnie today?
I guess any more information about that, like what they might be like, or that's pretty interesting. For my love life, I guess.
Okay, so you want a question. So what I'm assuming, so I was feeling more of a friend. So I'm not looking at your love life right now, and I don't know why. What can I ask your birthday?
Oh, okay.
Can I ask what your birthday is?
My birthday is January 27.
January 20th?
27th, 77.
Oh. Okay, so you're a Aquarius.
Yes.
Okay. Aquariuses are really bright people. They're forward thinkers, and they love metaphysics. I can't say all of them, and if they don't admit to it, they are intrigued by it. So I love Aquariuses. I'm married to one. So, Jerry, are you picking up anything for love life? Now, when I mean you're going to run into somebody, it's more like a friend, and I feel like it's not the opposite sex. So go ahead, Jerry.
And I totally agree.
Oh, okay. I see then. It's not about...
The first thing I heard around Brandy when you were talking about that reconnection, and Brandy said that it hasn't happened yet, I distinctly heard it's about to. So there's somebody that you're about to reconnect with, and I totally agree with Bonnie that it is on a friendship level. And I'm going back to high school, so, you know, I feel that's really where things are with you on that side of it. But as far as your personal life is concerned, you have a lot of the energy of the snake coming through, and you also have a lot of energy of the skunk coming through. Now, before you say anything, the skunk is a very powerful medicine animal when it comes to attraction, respect, reputation, and communication. The snake, though, is bringing quite a significant growth time for you emotionally. I want to say that I feel that, Brandy, the passion in your life has either been non-existent or it just felt like somebody dumped a pail load of water over the fires and they'd all gone out. Well, those fires are about to be rekindled because I feel that somewhere between now, and I know this sounds a bit wide, but it's now and the end of the year, there's somebody coming in around you who can be very down to earth, very positive in what they, in their outlook on life. They have an extremely brilliant sense of humor. They are often seen as somebody who is very adept at being able to diffuse very awkward situations. So whether they are a counselor or something along those lines, possibly. But they'd love to laugh at life, and they'd love life to laugh back at them, because that's just the energy that they seem to have. It is likely that, as I said, before the end of this year, but I feel that if you want to, I'll try and narrow it down. I would say it's in around 4 months' time. So that's June, July, August, September-ish. It's around that sort of time. And it is also through either social, or the word they gave me was social. It's either through a social connection. I don't feel it's through social media, but it's through some sort of social connection. And I certainly can see you ending 2016 on a very high emotional note, and looking forward to making some really solid plans into the new year. So having said all that, I then want to put a little bit of another clause into this soul contract of yours, which is, however, I still feel that there's a little bit of old residue from a past connection that hasn't completely gone yet. And I know that we all have emotional stuff that we carry with us. But I feel around you, there's an old and negative emotion attached to a memory that needs to be healed. Once that is done, then the world is your oyster. That's what I get.
Well, I got to talk here because I love this, because I have to tell you, you said world is your oyster, right? And when did you say she was going to meet it? Because I pulled the lyrics. They told me to pull the lyrics from Brandy. I never do this on the show. So I am going to tell you, did you say she was going to meet, when was, because I was pulling it up, did you say she was going to meet this gentleman in the summer?
I actually felt it could be late summer or into September. It's okay. About 4 months, so that could be late summer, early autumn, early fall.
Okay. Because I got to tell you something. I'm looking at these lyrics thinking, wow. So, you know, I don't think you're, you know, I'm looking at, where are you from, Brandy?
Texas.
Okay. Because it says he came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away. So maybe it'll be somebody that, you know, that isn't living around you, but maybe, you know, you're going to meet him or he's going to come and meet you, which would be social, you know, meeting somebody, you know, from your social, you know, if you put yourself out there. And it says, but it's just that I think there's something in the lyrics they wanted you to know. So I don't know what it is, but I feel like, Jerry's right. I know Jerry's right. I feel there was a relationship that you kind of surrounded yourself and isolated yourself and really started guarding your emotions with, whether it's conscious or subconscious. And I think you bring some of that with you. And once you get rid of that, like you said, the world is your oyster. What's funny is the song is about the sea. So you never know. I mean, I'm going to be real curious what this guy does. So I think it's interesting.
Yeah, what song is it that you're speaking about? What song?
Brandy. It's called Brandy. There's a port on the Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Now, I know you don't do what this girl does, Brandy, but it's going to give you an insight. It gives me an insight. I mean, I'm just getting chills all over. So I don't know, like, what song, don't know what part of the song they want you to know, but the sailor says, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. So that kind of resonates with me. So I don't know, do you have really pretty deep eyes?
I do.
Okay, so I would believe that, well, you're going to meet this gentleman and he's going to look in your eyes and that's what's going to really seal the deal for him. So I feel that when they bring me songs, it's not the whole song that they're giving me. It's just something in the song that I need to know to give you. And so I think this is going to be a very romantic relationship, and I think he's going to be very enamored with you, put it that way. Okay?
And the female friend, is that someone that I've been friends with in the past that maybe
yes.
I hadn't talked yes. to in a while or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let us know.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, interesting. It'll happen before the end of this month. So let us know. We always love to know what's happening. And you have some great things, like Jerry said, and I'm going to reiterate, start clearing some of the challenges that you've had in the past. I know you think you have, but there are some. You have a very cautious air about you, okay? So just let's clear a little bit of that. Because
yeah,
this
I've been hurt by a lot of people in my life, so I'm not very open with people.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, because I don't love hurt. I mean, well, none of us do. But this is Earth School. I love saying that. And if we were all happy, we wouldn't be here. So here's what I'm going to tell you, that if you learn from the relationships that you've gotten hurt with, they're usually the ones that you're here for, actually. And you learn what from them, and you look and see what happened. Then you, if you learn your lesson, the next one won't be the same. So kind of, you know, understand that if you don't open yourself up, you never get hurt, but then you never love. So just remember that, you know, people do get hurt. People get hurt even just by words people say to them walking down the street. So if you're open and and you have a good self-esteem about yourself, I believe that we should all be open, because hurt's going to come. It's how we deal with hurt that you want to take a look at. Otherwise, we surround ourselves with caution and nobody ever can come in. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay, so Brandy, go for it. It doesn't matter one way or the other. Hurt is hurt. But you want to be able to love, and you want to be able to interact, and you just got to look at what you have learned from where you were hurt, not keep yourself from getting hurt, but actually learn from it and know what the mistake is and what you're not going to bring to the next relationship. I believe hurt, you know, we're here to love, and hurt is part of that, okay? Because we can't love everybody. We have to come down and learn lessons. But I certainly, like I said, if you surround yourself with an aura of I can't be approached, you won't be. And so we don't want to do that. You're too nice of a girl and you have too pretty eyes from what I see with the song. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you both.
You're welcome. And let us know what happened.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll do.
Bye-bye, Brandy. I need to know, did my dog Brandy come to you, Jerry? Because, you know, I'm very guilty about Brandy.
I wasn't aware, no.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to take the next caller. We have about 6 minutes. I'm going to make it brief. Everybody, I want you to know before we get off, tomorrow I have a morning show. 9 o'clock to probably 11. I'm doing the morning wrap up your week with Bonnie. Please join me Also, Jerry, I want you to get this in before I take the next caller so everybody can hear. How can they get a hold of you? This is a business that we both have. Everybody that comes on shares this business. We all have our own talents and our own websites. And please, if you feel that a need to be able to connect with Jerry on many levels, he's a master everything. Jerry, tell them how to get a hold of you.
My website is soulshadows.co.uk. You can find me on social media, on Facebook. You can go to the magazine website, which is psychicinsightmagazine.com. The new edition will be out in June. There are contact forms there that you can email me with any questions, queries, or if you want to know a little bit more about what I do, the website explains it all. Failing that, tune in to the next time I'm back on with Bonnie. That'll be brilliant.
Oh, and that will be very soon. But everyone, I want you to know, Jerry does not stand in the shadows, even though his website is Soul Shadows. I love that. It gives an air of mystery, and I just love that. But he absolutely stands on his own, and he is a very lovely and light individual who's, as one of our callers said, very sexy. Okay, 914, you are on with Jerry. Sexy from the UK and sexy from the US. Hi.
Hi, Jerry. It's Mary from Yonkers, New York.
Hello, hi. Mary.
I'm going to let you talk real quick because you only have 4 minutes, so go ahead.
Thank you. Today's my birthday, and I've been working with the spiritual. And I've had a rough year last year, and I'm ready to get out there and meet somebody. You know, do you see that happening?
Firstly, very happy
birthday
to you.
To thank you.
You.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday, thank you. Go for it, Jeff.
Oh, how can I compete with that? You see, I'm pale into insignificance. I can't compete with that. Mary, my lovely, what year were you born, please?
1958.
This is a year of emergence for you, as in coming out of your, even more of your inner self coming through. It's also the year of the otter with you, which is about making the human changes that you wish to make. It's about bringing in new beginnings with you. It's also very much about recognizing that, hey, you know, just for once, when somebody steps into your life, let them give to you first before you start pushing that button that you always push that says, Mary must give out, Mary must give out, Mary must give out.
Okay.
Let it be received first, my lovely. I'm looking at the time stream around you, so I know we're short of time. Blimey, you can't go wrong. If it doesn't happen by the end of this month, it will be within the next 5 months.
Okay.
Wow.
And somebody's going to blow your socks off.
Wow.
I hope it's not somebody from my past because I want all new beginnings.
No.
Oh, no.
No, this is brand spanking new.
Okay,
fresh out
great.
The wrapper. Fresh out the wrapper, never been used before.
That's great.
And, honey, put a wrapper on it if you're going to do anything because that's my biggest thing. So, everybody, please.
Okay.
I just had to say that. You are amazing, Mary, and I am happy to be that you are on the show. Jerry will be back next week. He probably doesn't know it either yet, but he will be back next week, and we'd love to continue the conversation. You have about a minute, Jerry, if you want to wrap it up with Mary, but I love what you're saying for her.
Always love speaking with Mary. Just the fabulous energy. Mary, no, brand spanking new person, lovely. I shall want an invite to any prenuptials or anything else that's going to go on. And we'll speak again soon.
Okay. I'll call in next week.
Great.
Please,
Mary,
do.
If you let me know in advance, the 914 number, I will pick you up first, okay?
Thank you so much. Many blessings to you guys. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jerry.
You.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, Jerry. I love you.
Bye-bye.
You know, bye-bye. You know you are not just a guest here, but a guest that drops in more than once. So I love having you. We have some exciting things happening. I want to thank you, sir, for being with me and for being with our audience, for answering and helping people with their issues and anything that we can help solve and chat about and just have fun. I want to thank you for being here, and you know you mean a lot to me. So, again, we will have you on next week. You are here all the time because we just adore you. Thank you, Jerry, and thank you all for listening, for all your callers, for all my callers, actually, and for chatting and all of our chatters. I love you all. I will talk to you and hopefully be with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern. Join me and see who comes. So thank you, Jerry. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.